Some of them are totally you know, plain empty Islam, to make the minds empty Muslim and empty Islam. Like in one day, there's an old thing now, I don't know what and what must be off. Putting sound and everyone is irritated with the sound and getting angry. As they distinguish the sound, it's azan. So first they build that hatred for that sound. Then they tell you that sound is azan. So your hatred for azan is also in the other. So, and one, that there's a bad fellow and you must get him to get rid of him, kill him, he's causing all the trouble. When you get him, he's a jihadi, he's a Muslim. So in this way they indoctrinate all this thing, so it's very, very dangerous. But anyway, one thing which is very, very important is ta'aleem at home.
Okay.
Ta'aleem, one is the society, and it works miracles.
Are we making it exciting for the children?
No.
You know, the concept, I mean, ta'aleem,
but the children, they don't want to sit, first of all. And if they said they don't want to just hear. And it is true what you are saying. So if you have like question and answer, you just read, and not much at all in the beginning, very little. And then you know, sort of discuss it or something. Because today also, I was telling the students that the hadith came that to talk a lot is bad. Tayyir al-Qaad. Well, idle talk and that. But today that is the in thing. If you don't talk, you bad company. And like for example, alright, here it's different now at the moment. But like anywhere else, some friends are sitting, and the minute you talk of deen, it's negative. You can talk soccer, you can talk cricket, politics, weather, everything goes. But the minute you talk of deen, then it's a cut-off point. So that's what big people. So with children, even more. And they, today also, with all on the cell phone, all the things that they are interested in, all that soccer stars and film stars and all things, they're all interested in those things. And all the haircut also, they wanted that style, everything. So, and the other thing is, what I told my daughter also, I see it is not so easy. But I remember when we were small, and when our mothers, our sisters used to wash our face or the children, أَشْهَدُ those things are not there today. So it has to start from, that's why Adhan as soon as the child is born. But then we give it up sort of. We don't have, also see for example in good homes, a child is born, we gave Azan already. Many times it's delayed also the Azan. And the first thing that must fall on the child's ear must be Azan in Takbir. And when they are born, and nowadays they made it such at maternity homes and hospitals, whatever it is. And then there they got music playing. For them they will say, calm their nerves and the woman must be at ease and that. And then those women who are there, who have is delivering the child, all their talk, all that is gone in the ear. We suffer from an inferiority complex, that we are shy to go and give Adhan immediately. Now when all these other things are already in the head, now we go and give the Adhan. Some places technique also they do after so long. So all those things must be from there. And then if we see also that if we want to try and understand the wisdom of giving Adhan and Takbir, it seems difficult because even if it's an Arab child, our Gujarati child, South African born child, what do you know of Arabic? Even an Arab child who is just born, he doesn't know anything. But the wisdom is in the dua after Azan. Allahumma Rabba, hadhihi da'wati ta'amma. There is da'wati ta'amma that you are giving the child. Get da'wat of Islam and truth and success. And in both, yes. So it's going into it. It's not going one year coming out that from that year again. So it will go into it. But then, if we are doing that, some of us, when we do that, we try, then there isn't a follow-up. Now that that mizaj must remain. And let the child be born with that, grow with that mizaj. Then we will get result. Well, we can't expect, like for example, commonly, a girl, we don't let her wear trousers. Many homes. Now when she's becoming baligh, now she must wear trousers. almost impossible. She can't. She just can't seem to understand it. Just like also, we had a problem. The girls, when they now becoming close to Bali, tell them put niqab now. Burqa they will wear cloak, but put niqab they find it very hard. So you have to get them used to it from a young age. So this has to be there all the time. Then one is the cell phone, which is such a problem. The other is, especially in such areas where you're going to white schools or Christian schools, even worse, all those things there. So, and what are we doing to try and balance it at least? Yeah, at home, if we have ta'aleem, etc., or that mizaj was built and it's ingrained in the child. Otherwise, it's a very, very
difficult. One of the actually, you make a few set of rules in our certain things, you know. Mm. But now the children keep on breaking those rules. How you discipline them?
Yeah.
And then what happens is, when you start asking, then they start, they pick up the habit of lying.
And the other thing also very important, Molina, is that our character, that plays a very, very vital role. From what model we set for them. For example, you tell them, the mother tells them, you mustn't lie. But, for example, you tell, don't let mommy know. Or, mommy says, don't let daddy know. Then it doesn't
come.
Yeah. That is very, very important. So we also have to be quite...
Like so many times, namaz, we tell him, if you never read namaz in front of us, we never read namaz, because we know whether they did namaz also is, most probably they didn't namaz, they're just saying they did. And also how do we train them for this so that it becomes part and parcel? Namaz, istinja, all these things.
Today even istinja is becoming.
If you go in a maktab in the afternoons, any bathroom, is messed up. Children now entering bare feet. You see, not only this masjid, but wherever in Jamaat, sometimes in a masjid, then you see the children coming. So I see this very common that many children. See, I think in the homes it's very common that parents are not checking on their children's istinja. It's taught as a concept in the madrasa. But whether the child is applied it in part of his life,
that is also there. Another thing, one friend of ours, well-to-do in Cape Town. What he said, his children are doctors and professionals. But with them, he has ta'aleem every day. And what he does, the ta'aleem is only a base from where he picks up a subject. There are always current issues in the society, in the news, everything. So you pick up a point there, and they are more influenced with current issues, not with your ta'aleem, really. So you use that as a base, and you see this happened here. Right? Then you try and reconcile it, relate it with that. That creates this problem. If they were like on deen, they shouldn't have this problem. So you try and, Or, for example, there are many things, just now, Almighty knowing also about it, that medical science has discovered now that the prescribed period of iddat for a woman in Islam is exactly 100% as the human body demands it. That, for example, if the husband divorces his wife, then it's 3 menstrual periods. And if the husband dies, then it's 4 months and 10 days. So what they have found, that when a man has relations with a woman, that semen of it, and every man's semen is different. Just like your fingerprints are different, no 2 fingerprints are the same. And now eyes also, they've discovered now, they scan eyes, no 2 people's eyes are the same. They can be twins also. Everyone's is different. Now they've discovered that the sperm also is everyone's is different. So when a man has had relations with a woman, it registers in her womb. Now, if there wasn't this waiting period, that is the main iddat, the waiting period, it is to stay in the house. But the object of staying in the house is for this purpose. That now, if she gets married, within that period, or after 2 weeks she's married or something, and then another man's sperm goes in there, the two sperms do not agree. And that causes all this terrible sickness. Yeah. And from there you can understand, now you can have four wives, but you don't have all these terrible sicknesses. Because it's the same man going to the same. If another man has to go, then it will be a, you can have, according to today, it doesn't exist, and have 100 slave women.
So this is the job for those people, they say, why men can have four, women can have four.
For that job.
People questions.
Yeah. And you can have 100 slave women also. But you're the only man going to them, there's no question of that illness. But if demonic are different in that period, and that the signs of it, what it registers, in the case of a divorce, it gets washed off in 3 months exactly. 3 menstrual periods. Now she gets married, another man, now there's no confusion whose child it is. And there's no sickness also. And when there's a death, then that trauma she goes through, it takes longer. So for that is 4 months and 10 days. And it was proved scientifically exactly like that. So like these points here, there are many others. The formation of the child in within the, related to them according to Dino. Then they will get, at the moment, unfortunately, many of us also, we think Western world, Western education is superior. So if we relate it and show them that Islam has taught us, it's for example, istinja. Istinja, ours, and Medina Sharif from where, and even Makkah Sharif, both places was desert. Water is very scarce. But they have. France, it's a known fact, it's now only about 250 years that they got bathrooms in their houses. Otherwise, only at public baths. Where they should go, just cleanliness of bathing and all that.
Algeria also is those, that kind of, France colonized these countries also, you can have hammam.
And also the other thing is, even till now, they make their istinja with the toilet paper. And we were told to, now explain to them. There was this one radiographer, Muslim, he's a Jamaat work, one thing. So now he's retired, very good, very nice person. So he said once on the ship, he was the only Muslim. He was working on the ship radiographer. So the other old people were complaining that whenever we go to the toilet, there are some splashes of water. And from there also we must learn, like if, especially in the aeroplane, any public place that we go, we make wuzu also. What is it? We must leave it better than what we eat. Mm-hmm. Yes. So that nobody has a complaint against us. So anyway, there was this little splashes, so they complained, you're the only one using water there. So they were on the, while eating, so there was condensed milk. He said, take that condensed milk, put it on your palm. Put it. He says, now take your finger and lick it up. They licked up. Then he said, use a tissue paper. Clean it out. Cleaned it out. Say, now lick. They licked it. Still get condensed milk taste? Yeah. Then he said, wash it. Now lick it. No condensed milk taste. They all say, point well taken. Now with that, we tell our children, they go into the bathtub. The front also is still dirty. The back is also still, and the worst dirt you can think of. Ours is also about 100% dirty. But there's eating of swine, drinking of wine, and all that filth and dirt. Now they go into the bathtub. To conserve water, everyone uses the same. And all that, and inevitably in the bathtub, some must go in your mouth, some must go in your ears.
Public swimming pools also.
The worst. Coming on public swimming pools, once we were in warm baths, those days, apartheid days, not now, those days. Then one person who's got a shop there, he told us that an old lady, 60-year-old Nanima, she came and buy a bikini from me. Because they don't allow you to go in the public bath with all your disclosed here. So anyway, he said that public bath in warm baths, that was those days when the white government, they tested the water, 60% urine. Only with the chemicals. It's, you know, shiny and beautiful. And, now, you go in a pool, water has to go in everywhere. So if we tell our children like that, that all this dirt and that.
Well, now our children, because of interaction with other children and the things, so the things which they're supposed to only learn when they're bani, then afterwards, at the age of 11, 12, they're all discussing everything.
Yeah, more than what we do.
Right? So, the thing is now that, you know, soya hua kutta, inside that passion and that desires, ghair mahal, being activated.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the thing now, the television is there, the internet, right? Then there's siblings also, there's cousins also, mm-hmm. You know, so how do we deal with this kind of situations? You know,
you
make them conscient in the right way to explain them, you know,
right.
Otherwise because these things they discuss with everybody else,
yes.
So they shy to come and talk to the parents.
Parents, yeah.
So what is the...
The actual thing is...
Should you shut down your child when he's over the age at his level, make muzakara with him, to explain to him?
The basic thing is, what Malam Thani Rahmatullah Ali wrote, even the right masalas. A woman teaching mishtis, mustn't teach the girls those masalas. Mm-hmm. And just guide them, when you grow up, you read the speeches, you from here to yet, you read it on your own later. That is the basic thing. But today we're in a different world, and you are saying 11, 12 years. When we were in Belgium in Jamaat, we were out in Pesto one day for Susi in the morning, we passed a crèche, and 2 or 3 year olds, naked, boys and girls mixed. We must discover one another's bodies. And that's going to come here, what's there, 20 years or 10 years, and it eventually comes here. So that is another very serious. What I think is, we should not discuss it with them, but what we should do is tell them, don't fall in these subjects even with your other friends. Just leave this. This is not for now. And for example, you give an example. My son, when he was about 13, 14, like we all, we want to drive. So I told him, no, not now. You first when you come 16, 17, then we'll see. But they are adamant. Now today, in front of his children, I remind you, your time will come, don't worry. So in that way, you try and use practical. Quran Sharif and Hadith is full of examples. Because example, you state the fact. Many people can't understand, can understand, many will accept. But example, everyone across the board. The one with the dullest mind, with the strongest mind, examples they really understand. So, as much as possible, examples and current day affairs. Related to what, see that person. He was like a friend, let's see what happened. For example, drug case or something. And the other thing also, which is I think very important, the best friends of our children are we ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Spend time with them, quality time. It's not just a matter of issuing an order. And in Urdu they say, it's not a matter of just shouting, hitting and ordering and checking you made your namaz, you did this. You have to like be with them patiently, make the namaz. The mother makes it with the girls. Father takes them, they are making late, but you have to have the patience, everything. You have to. And also what happens is many small children, 2, 3 years, they want to run with the father to the masjid. But when they're 7, 8, now they don't want to go anymore. It is a tough thing, but if we apply our mind in that, and there are many kitabs, Tarbiyat al-Awlad, etc.,